Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Amar inviting Esau, why are we mentioning his name? We also read in this parasha about the famous story of the Gid Hanasha, the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the fight between Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. Svarim tell us that the Gid Hanasha, which is one of the Gidim, one of the 365 Gidim, the Shalom brings this down, B'Shem Zohar HaKadosh as well, that there are 365 days in a year, there are 365 Gidim, there are 365 Losases. Every day corresponds to another Losase and to another Gid. Gid Hanasha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. As a result of the dislocation of the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, there was a Tisha B'Av, there was a Churban. The Malach of Esav wants to destroy Yaakov, or at least to prevent the Beis HaMikdash from being built, or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result of the story here, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But right afterwards it says, Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh, Yaakov is healed. That means that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. There will be a Yeshua, there will be a Geula. What is the connection between this and the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah and what we just mentioned, Vayihi Lishor V'Chamor, Koi Soimrun, Koi being Kriyashma? And we move on to the parasha. We have the story of Shechem ben Chamor. We have the story of Dina, very similar to the Chanukah story where Shimon and Levi defeat an entire city like the Maccabees, the Chashmonoim, Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biyad Tahorim, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. Very similar story. And here we also find the Torah mentions over and over again about the fact that Shechem was the son of Chamor. In fact, when one looks up, and today it's very easy to look these things up in the concordancias or even on the computer, and looks up the word Chamor in Tanakh, we'll find that this parasha has in it the word Chamor more than any other parasha. Even though it's talking about a person, but the fact is that the word Chamor is mentioned here many, many times. Vayihi Lishor V'Chamor right at the beginning of the parasha, and then over and over again here in the story of Shechem and Dina. Yesh Dvarim B'Goy. There's obviously a reason and there's a connection to the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. We then move to the birth of Binyamin. Binyamin is born in this week's parasha. Also strange, why should Binyamin be mentioned in a separate parasha? All the 11 Shvatim are born in parashas Vayetze, and Binyamin is removed. Binyamin is separated from the rest of the Shvatim. Literally, it's because Binyamin is the only one born in Eretz Yisrael. The rest were born in Chutz La'aretz. So Vayetze is the parasha of Chutz La'aretz. Vayishlach is the parasha of Vishavu Bonim Legvulam. Yaakov is returning to Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach is the parasha of Geula. Hence, that's why it's the eighth parasha, parasha Hashminis, Shmini, which is the number associated with Geula. So Binyamin is born in Eretz Yisrael, so he belongs in Vayishlach, while the other Shvatim are in Vayetze. They were born in Golus, but that itself requires an explanation. Why does Binyamin get to be born in Eretz Yisrael? Why is he Zoyche to be born in Eretz Yisrael? And Chazal say that Binyamin was the one in whose portion the Beis HaMikdash was built, because he'd never bowed to Esav. Everyone else bowed to Esav, as we see in this parasha. They all bowed, even Rachel, Nigash Yosef, Rachel by Yishtachavu. Binyamin doesn't bow, Binyamin wasn't born yet. So that was the schus that Binyamin had, that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion, because he didn't prostrate himself to Esav. But why? What's unique about Binyamin? We also find, also very strange, the Torah discusses in detail here the birth of Binyamin. Nowhere in Chumash, and I believe in Tanakh as well, does the Torah ever talk about Kishui Leida by anyone who is born except by Binyamin. Even though we find that there was a strange birth with Peretz and Zerach and Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah does not use the word of Kishui over there. Here the Torah says, Vayihi be'es litto. Vayihi be'litto vayiten yod. No mention of a difficult birth. Rivka has twins. Behinei Sa'omim Bevitna. She complains about it, but what she's complaining about is the fact that the baby, which she thinks is one baby, is moving one way and then moving somewhere else. She can't. She thinks maybe this is a schizophrenic. This is a baby on one side. He goes to the Beis Medrash, then he wants to go out to the church. So she's upset. But there's no mention here that her birth was with difficulty. But by Rachel, as we all know, the pasuk says it more than once. Vateled Rachel vatekash belidta. Then again, vayehi vehakshoisa belidta. And another thing, it says, Vayihi b'tseis nafsha kimesa. Why does the Torah have to repeat, b'tseis nafsha kimesa? I mean, if she died, obviously her soul left her body. So, Vayihi kimesa, v'tikra shmoi ben oini. Why say b'tseis nafsha? Expressions that are not usually found in Chumash. And why did she have such a difficult leida? At the birth of Yosef, she does not have such a difficult leida, but here she does. Which, of course, leads to her death. And as a result, she's buried in Beis Lechem, she's buried in Kever Rachel, but Thomas Rachel, but he covered the Derech Efrosahi Beis Lechem, where Rachel comes out and cries for her children, and Hashem tells her to stop crying, because Yesh Tikva L'Acharisech, Yesh Socher L'Pu'ulosech, V'Shavu Bonim L'Gvulam. So it's all connected here. It's all here because as a result of the difficult leida that leads to her death, and therefore she's buried there by Derech, and later she comforts Klal Yisrael, specifically concerning V'shavu Banim L'Gvulam. Again, what does all this have to do with Chanukah? The Medrash on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, quoted by all the Sfarim that talk about Chanukah, they mentioned this Medrash. Hadudoim nosnu reyach v'al pesachenu kol megodim. So hadudoim, we know the story of the dudoim in the previous parasha when Reuven finds the jasmine leaves, the dudoim, which are good, which can help a woman conceive, and that's why Rachel wants those dudoim. Hadudoim nosnu reyach v'al pesachenu kol megodim, says the Medrash, zeh ner Chanukah. So that's obviously a Medrash plia. One of those midrashim that on the surface doesn't make sense. What does Hadudoyim Nos Nureach have to do with Ner Chanukah? And all the Sifrei Drush go to town with that midrash and connect Chanukah to the story of the Dudoyim and so on. B'negeil Inyoneinu, and based on what we were speaking about 2 weeks ago, when Esav and Yishmael connect, and this is very timely and needs to be mentioned over and over again because we're living through it right now. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav joins Yishmael, and that's the big fear. When Esav joins Yishmael, we find here that Yaakov is very scared. Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzer loy. Why is Yaakov so scared? What is Yaakov so afraid of? Hashem just promised him that everything will be fine. What's Yaakov afraid of? And many of Farshim say that he was afraid that he was afraid. Vayetzer loy, because vayira Yaakov ma'od. And the Megala Amukas brings down that what Yaakov was afraid of was that Esav joins with Yishmael. Esav alone, Yaakov isn't afraid of. Yaakov has Yosef, Sitnai shel Esav. He already has the rival of Esav. We see he's ready to leave already before in Parshas Vayetzer when Yosef is born. But that Esav joined with Yishmael, that's already a much more difficult situation. And of course, Yaakov sees in the future what's going to happen when Golus Yishmael takes over. So Vayira Yaakov is very scared. Yaakov sees the shor and the chamor together. The Torah says, Loisachresh b'shoiru b'chamor yachtav. Never allow the ox and the donkey to join together. The ox is Esav, the chamor is Yishmael. And throughout history, they always fought each other. They never really joined. Two different religions. Now we're seeing differently. And at that time, Esav comes to Yishmael and marries Yishmael's daughter. Mentioned here in this parasha again in Vayishlach, when the Torah discusses all the children of Esav, we read again, V'yez bosmas bas Yishmael achos nevoyos. So now, Esav and Yishmael intertwine. They marry. Esav and Yishmael marry into each other's families. Esav marries Yishmael's daughter, and as a result, he has children with her. So Esav and Yishmael become one. The Shor and the Chamor join together. And Yaakov is afraid of that. Yaakov sees the difficulties of Golas Yishmael. And as mentioned 2 weeks ago, the refuah, the remedy before the wound, is Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv that was given to us at the end of time. Chanukah was the last yomtiv that we ever received. Chanukah is the fifth yomtiv, corresponding to the fifth Golas, the Golas Yishmael. Chanukah, as mentioned 2 weeks ago, is the yomtiv in the birth of Yisachar. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. So says the Bnei Yisachar, who wrote a sefer calling it Bnei Yisachar, claiming that he was from the Bnei Yisachar, Bnei Yisachar Yodei Bina La'itim, where he discusses more than anything the yomtiv of Chanukah. Most of the Sfarim that tell us anything about Chanukah comes from the Bnei Yisachar. Yisachar was born because of the story of the Dudoyim. Rachel gives up her night to be with Yaakov in order to have the Dudoyim, and as a result, Yisachar is born. Yisachar is conceived that night. And the Torah calls him the Bein Chamishi. It's interesting, it doesn't call Reuven the Bein Rishon. Levi is not called the Bein Shlishi. Shimon is not called the Bein Sheni, and Yehud is not called the Bein Revi. Anyone can see, you count, you'll see that there are four children. Yisachar is the fifth son. He's born on the Yom Tov HaChamishi. He's born on Chanukah. He was conceived on Shavuos. Vayelech Ruvein b'mei Ktzir Chitim. Because of the Dudoyim, Yisachar is born, and Rachel has a hand in it. Even though Leah chastises Rachel, Ama'ab Kachtech as Ishi, and because she was Mezalzel b'Mishkav HaTzadik, Rashi brings here she's not buried with Yaakov, but it's all beneficial for Klal Yisrael. That's why Rachel later comes out. And the words, it's interesting, it's actually amazing, that the words of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that we lay on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem says to Rachel after she cries for Klal Yisrael, Bechi Tamrurim, it says, a bitter cry, Bechi Tamrurim, she sees the Mariris of Golas Yishmael, Bechi Tamrurim, is Begematria Betzeis Nafsha. Her nefesh just goes out from her. She can't handle. That's why when she's giving birth to Binyamin, this tremendous kishui leida, as we'll see in a moment. The words that Hashem says to Rachel is yesh sochar lepeulaseich, yesh sochar, which is yisachar. As a result of what Rachel does, even though it's a punishment for Rachel to be buried alone and not to be buried with Yaakov and she's alone on the road, but because of her, Yisachar comes to the world. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. He's the Bein Chamishi, born on the fifth Yom Tov, combating the Golas HaChamishi. Where do we see that? So Yisachar is compared to a donkey. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. Roivetz Bein Hamish Pesayim. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham of all the Shvatim, and not just the Talmud Chacham. We find that other Shvatim were also excelled in Torah. Yisachar excelled in Bina. Umi Bnei Yisachar Yoidei Bina La'itim. Yisachar also excelled in Kvius Ibur Hashanim, Ibur HaChodesh, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayechi and in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, that the Bezdin that was Mekadesh, the Chodoshim, and Ma'aber, the Shonim, were from Yisachar. They excelled in Kiddush HaChodesh, which was one of those mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought against. The Yevonim, we know, fought against Chodesh, Milah, Shabbos. Chodesh is mentioned first. What bothered them about Rosh Chodesh? What bothered them about that Jews have a Rosh Chodesh? So therefore what? It bothered them that Jews control time. Because as a result of Kiddush HaChodesh, we are Mekadesh Chodoshim. Yom Tov is based on that. Pesach could be pushed off. Yerushalmi says even a Basula who would have been 12 in the first Adar, but if Adar is pushed off, so it says Basuleha Chayzim. It actually affects the Tevar. Yerushalmi says in Ksubas, Lokel Goimer Olai. So the Yevonim fought the concept that Bnei Yisrael have the ability to rule over time, which is Chodesh, which is the Bnei Yisachar. They had that ability, they had that keen knowledge of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is considered Kihi Chachmaschem Ubinaschem Le'enei Ha'am, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's going on Tkufos, Kiddush HaChodesh, which are the most difficult, very, very difficult halachas, very difficult math. One has to know all the difficult calculations. So the Bnei Yisachar were experts in that. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bina. We say Bnei Bina. We say in the Yevanim Nikbitzu Alay Azari Mei Hashmanim. The Timukol Hashmanim, Minoisa Kan Kanim Nasa Neis Lashreshanim, Bnei Vina Yemei Shmoina Kavu Shiru Anonim. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Bina. You do in the Chassidus Svarim, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain the concept of Bina to Chanukah. So Yisachar excels in Bina and he's born on Chanukah. So why is he compared to a Chamor? Yisachar Chamor Goren. So the Svarim tell us that a chamor is cold. In fact, the Gemara actually says that a chamor, even in Tkufas Tammuz, it's freezing. It's always cold. Chamor is krirus. The chamor of klipa, the chamor of tuma is krirus, kaltkeit. Asher korcha baderech. That's why, as mentioned 2 weeks ago, what the Prisadik says, what all the Svarim say, that when the shor and the chamor get together, when Esav and Yishmol join, that brings Amalek into the world. Amalek was mentioned in this week's parasha. Amalek is born in parashas Vayishlach. V'simna hoysa pilegash le'elifaz ben Esav, v'atelet le'elifaz es Amalek, who's compared to the kelev. That's the chamor, the shor, and the kelev, which is choyshech, ches shin chof, rosh hatevis chamor shor kelev, v'choyshech al penei sahoim, and then afterwards, v'yomer elokim yehi or. Chanukah is the or to combat the choyshech, which is the chamor, the shor, and the kelev. Shor being Esav, Chamor being Yishmael, Kelev is Amalek. The Choshech al Penei Sohoim. Sohoim is Begematria Yishmael. Al Penei is Begematria Amalek. So all of Chanukah is the Or, is the Or of Mashiach that illuminates the Golus, that gives us the ability to endure the fusion of Esav and Yishmael, the Shor and the Chamor, and also the Kelev. The Megala Amukas tells us that Binyamin is the Sitnoi Shel Yishmael. Just like Yosef is the rival of Esav, Binyamin is the rival of Yishmael. So says the Megala Amukas in a number of places. We know that Kislev is the month of Binyamin. Every month is corresponds to another Shev, but Kislev is the ninth month. Binyamin travels ninth in the order of the way they traveled in the desert. So Kislev is the month of Binyamin. Kislev is also the Mazel Keshes, as mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago. Keshes is Yishmael. Vayehi Roive Kashos. Yishmael is known for the Keshes. The Yevonim are known for Keshes. As it says, Vitzei Hasoda, Sona Telyecha, Charbacha Telyecha, Vikashtecha, Keshes Zu Yavon. We also see a lot of parallels between Yavan and Yishmael. Yavan are compared to Akrev, they're compared to the scorpion. Yishmael is also compared to the scorpion. So Binyamin, his birth, Binyamin's birth, is with tremendous difficulty. Because once there's Binyamin, we can deal with Yishmael. And the Satan knows that once there's Binyamin, Klal Yisrael will be able to endure Golas Yishmael. We have Yosef, we can deal with Esav. We have Binyamin, now we can deal with Yishmael too. And that's why by his birth, Vatekash, Belidito, which is interesting, in the word Vatekash, you have the letters Keshes. Vayihi Bahakshoysa Belidito, you have the words Keshes. To deal with the Keshes, to deal with Yishmael, the Keshes, Binyamin is born in Mazel, Binyamin is born, and who Binyamin is Kislev, which is Mazel Keshes. Vayihi b'hakshoysa belidita. The word b'hakshoysa is b'gematria shor chamor kelev. That Binyamin will deal with the shor and the chamor and the kelev. Binyamin kislev, the yomtiv of Chanukah. Chanukah, the most powerful yomtiv as far as or is concerned. The yomtiv of Bina, the yomtiv of the or hagonos, enables us to overpower the shor and the chamor and the kelev of klipa. That's why it's brought down in the Bnei Yisachar b'shem others for him, before him, that Teves, which is the month in which Chanukah enters into the boundary of Esav, just as mentioned last week, that it's on the left side, it's below 10 Tfachim, and outside and in the dark, which are all characters of Esav, Chanukah enters into the month of Esav. The month of Esav is the month of Teves. So the Bnei Yisachar brings down, that's the month in which the dogs rule. And he brings out from a sefer called Karnayim Don Yodin that there are 944 dogs. Exactly what that means, I really don't know. But there are 944 dogs. This is a ruchnius, the concept that are shoylet in the chaydesh of Teves. And Chanukah illuminates Teves. So Chanukah also removes the tumah of the kelev. It says, "L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoina." You know, it's when there's a time of geula. When geula comes, the dogs don't bark. The klipa of kelev is silenced. Lo yechratz kelev. Lo yechratz is begematria ner Chanukah. Just as when the geula comes, and on the night of Pesach, the dogs didn't bark, the yomtiv of Chanukah calms this tumah known as the kelev, which is actually amalek. We find a very interesting thing. The Gemara tells us in Brachas that there are three parts to the night. There are Sholosh Ashmoiros. And the first Ashmoiros, it says, the donkey brays, I believe is the word. Chamor Noyer. The second part of the night, the dogs bark. Klofim Tsayakim. And the third is Tinoik Yoinek Mishdei Imoi V'Isham Misaperes and Bible. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Gimel. We light the menorah at night when the first Ashmoira begins, which is the time when the chamor is noyer, when the donkey is, whatever the word in English is for a chamor noyer, I think bray? Right. That's when we start lighting the menorah. The menorah, in other words, illuminates the menorah, the ner Chanukah combats the tumah of chamor, and the next Ashmoira is the kelev. Chamor shor kelev. So that's why when Binyamin is born, there's tremendous difficulty here, because Binyamin's birth, Binyamin, which is Chanukah, which is Kislev, who is the Le'umazah of Yishmael, so therefore with his birth, there's tremendous Kishrei Leida, as there will be right before Mashiach comes, as it's known that the Chevle Leida, the Chevle and Mashiach are referred to as the Chevle Leida, and among those that we find in Chumash that went through Chevle Leida, the only one that really we see clearly that went through it physically, literally, was Rachel, when she was giving birth to Binyamin, who is the rival of Yishmael. Vayihi b'hak shoysa b'lidita. And v'atoyim Allah ha-miyev avis al tiri, ki gamzeh loch bein. Gamzeh, just like Yosef is a rival, Binyamin is a rival. Yosef is the rival of Esav and Yishmael, and Binyamin is the rival of Yishmael, but Binyamin really, together with Yosef, fights all three, and perhaps for that's the Shor and the Chamor and the Kelev. That could be the reason, perhaps, maybe, why Binyamin was a triplet. Ki gamzeh loch bein, Rashi says over here that there were three. V'im Binyamin noilda te'uma yiseira, which we don't find by any of the other Shvatim. They were all twins. They all were born with sisters, who many say they married. But Binyamin had two. So Binyamin is a triplet. There's three over here. Because this birth has to bring about the Sitnai Shal Yishmael, when Yishmael joins with Esav, and when there's three together with Amalek, the Chamor, the Shor, and the Kelev. Atikra Shmai Ben Oini. Rachel sees the Tsar of Ikvasa the Mashiach. She sees the Tsar of Golus Yishmael. She sees what Yishmael is going to do, B'Soif Hayomim. She sees how Yishmael is going to trample the Makam HaMikdash, which the Makam HaMikdash is in the portion of land of Binyamin. The Beis HaMikdash is in Binyamin's portion. And that's why Kislev is Binyamin Kislev, which is the month in which the Yom Tov of Chanukah begins. Chanukah is the Makom HaMikdash, as mentioned in the previous weeks, where the Akedah takes place. Shvulochem poyim hachamoyer v'ani v'hanar nelucha at koi. Koi is Chanukah. Chanukah, especially in our time, perhaps in previous generations it wasn't as noticeable, but now we're living through it. Because now we are in Golus Yishmael, the Chamor, we have to come on to Mashiach, who's going to ride Oni V'Roichev Al Chamor. Mashiach will ride Al Chamor, means Mashiach will override the Chamor, he will override Yishmael, who's compared to the Chamor. Chanukah, which is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, Chanukah is the Es Ha'or Kitoi Vayavdel, which is referring to the Or HaGonus. It's interesting, the words Es Ha'or Kitoi Vayavdel are begematria Oni V'Roichev Al Chamor. And they're also equal to the word Chanukah 8 times. Chanukah is a Ha'ora, especially as the Bnei Yisoscha says, it's the Chinuch, it's the preparation for the Geula. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes, we get a taste of Chanukah. So when Mashiach will come, we're going to experience the downfall of Yishmael. We get a Ha'ora of it on Chanukah. What do we learn on Chanukah? On Chanukah we learn the parasha of the Nesiyim, as it says in Halacha, the Yud Beis Nesiyim. In the last pasuk where it talks about the Yud Beis Nesiyim, it says that they have to bring Kol HaBokar La'Oilo Shneim Osar Porim Eilim Shneim Osar Kvasim B'nei Shana. Pasuk enumerates all the amount of all the karbonis that the Nesiyim brought. It says the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel over there, that the 12 rams that the Jews sacrificed correspond to the 12 Nesiye Yishmael. And then he says a very interesting thing, which we can also appreciate today, more so than perhaps in other generations. And then he says that the next number that's mentioned there, if it talks about the 12 rams, it mentions the 12 sheep, kvasim b'nei shana shneim osa, keneged, the 12 leaders of Paras, of Iran. It's interesting that today they talk about the 12th imam. Those who know what's going on, that the current leadership in Iran believes in the 12th imam, which they believe something that's going to come back, some sort of messiah, some sort of savior of theirs, the 12th. So the Targum Yonis already told us about this, that not to fear any of this, because the karbonis that the 12 Nesiyim brought when Mishkan was first put up, which we lain on Chanukah, the Yom Tov that we experienced the downfall of the nations, especially Shor Chamor Kelev, we'll take care of that as well. Who was the one who gave the Eitzah to the Nesiyim to be makar of these karbonis? Tells us Rashi in Parashas Nosle, which we're going to be laying on Chanukah, the Nasi of Yisachar Davka. Who was the second Nasi? It says there, Bayoim Hasheni Hikriv Nisanel Ben Suar Nasi Yisachar Hikriv as Karboni. It says two times the word Hikriv. So Rashi says it doesn't say by any of the other Nasiim except by Yisachar. Why? So Rashi brings first, because Reuben was upset, he wanted to go second. He said it's enough that Yehuda went first, Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Okay, he's the Melech, but I'm the Bechor, I should be next. So Moshe tells him that this Mipi Agavura, this is what I was told, that the next is Yisachar. And why was Yisachar to sacrifice second? One reason, Shehoyu Yoidim Batoyer Shenemer Umibnei Yisachar Yoidei Bina Lo'itim. They were the ones knowledgeable in Torah. And the second reason, because they were the ones who gave the advice for the Nesiyim to donate these Karbonos. Nisanel ben Suar, he see on Eitzazu. Nisanel is the one who gave them the Eitzah, that they should sacrifice every day Karbonis when the Mishkan was inaugurated. Nisanel, it's interesting, is very similar to the word Matis Yahu. Both mean giving by Hashem. Nosan Kel, Matas Hashem. But why is it Yisachar? Everything is Bahashgacha. Why is it Yisachar that gave them the Eitzah, and especially as mentioned, that these Karbonis serve later as combat for Yishmael, as a refuah against Golos Yishmael, as the Targum Yonison says. And that the answer is because Yisachar is the Chamor of Kedusha. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. Yisachar is Bina. And perhaps we could translate the Pasuk Yisachar Chamor Gorem. There are many interpretations to that. Rashi in Chumash says it means that the Yisachar was like a strong-boned donkey. The word gorem means strong-boned. Very strange lashon. There's another time, and one other time, that the word gorem is found in Chumash, and that's in Parashas Balak, where the Pasuk says there, in the Nevuah of Balak, v'atzmoisehem yegorem v'chitzav yimchatz, that in the future, Hashem is going to bring another king, v'sinasei malchusai. Rashi says there will be other kings after Shaul, David, Shlomo, and then the Atzmoy Sehem Yegoreim. So he says the bones of the enemies, Yegoreim, says Rashi, Loshon Shvira, it means break. To break. Different than the way Rashi translates it in Parshas Vayechi. And perhaps we can translate Yisachar Chamor Goreim. Yisachar is going to break the Chamor. His Bechina, which is Bina, his Bechina, which is Chanukah, he's born on Chanukah, he's the Ben Chamishi, born on the Yom Tov Chamishi, Mashichi. He will break the Chamor, and his Chus, and his Midah, will bring about the downfall of Yishmael, who's compared to the Chamor. Chamor Gorem, Roivetz Ben HaMishpesayim, Yisachar, it says, lies between the boundaries. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov that borders between Kodesh and Chol, Pnim and Chutz, Smoil and Yamin, Roivetz Ben HaMishpesayim, the only Yom Tov, the only mitzvah that we perform on at the border of Esav. We go into his border sort of a little bit. We We light on the left side below 10 Tefachim and enter into the month of Teves. Reves Bein Amish Besoyim. So perhaps now we can understand the Medrash, HaDudayim Nosnu Reach V'al Psocheinu Kol Megadim. As a result of the story of the Dudayim, which leads to the birth of Yisachar, we have Chanukah. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. We get rid of the klipa of Chamor, which is Yishmael. And that's what Yaakov means when he says, Vayehi li shor v'chamor. I have Yosef and I have Yisachar. So I have the two to combat the fusion of Esav and Yishmael. And also, as the Medrash says, he has Mashiach ben Yosef, he has Mashiach ben David. Koi soimra la'adayni la'esav, koi oma abdecha Yaakov, the koi, kof hei. Tell Esav that I have Chanukah. I'm not worried, I'm not afraid of you. Esav was killed on Chanukah, as the Bnei Yisachar writes. Yaakov was nifter on Chanukah, which means that Esav was killed on Chanukah. So on Chanukah, we already experienced the downfall of Esav. We're waiting for the downfall of Yishmael. And this is also the connection to the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. The left, many say it was the left foot of Yaakov that was dislocated. The left foot corresponds to the Midah of Hoid. The Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says. V'ha-Hoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. The Regel. The Regel of Yaakov refers to the children of Yaakov. We always see that the Torah refers to the children of Yaakov as the Yotzei Yerech Yaakov, coming out of the thigh. But who did the Malach want to affect? As far as said, the Malach saw he couldn't attack Yaakov, so he says, he'll go after his kids. Many times we find that certain tzaddikim, their children were not like them, because the Satan couldn't start up with them, so the Satan started up with their kids. So who is the Satan trying to fight here? They were born already. So there's only one child that the Satan could be affecting here, and that's Binyamin. The Satan is trying to prevent Binyamin's birth. He's trying to prevent Chanukah from happening. Kaf Yerech Yaakov is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Vayiga is Begematria Chanukah. He's trying to prevent the Yontav of Chanukah, because once there's a Chanukah, Klal Yisrael has it made. Once there's a Chanukah, there's a tikkun even for the lowest Jews. Even for the Jews who find themselves on the wrong side. Even for the Jews who assimilated with Esav. Even for the Jews that are affected by the kriris of the chamor of Yishmael and the kelev of Amalek, asher karcha baderech, Chanukah illuminates them too. Chanukah elevates those neshamas too, as the Svarim say that the neiros, the psilis and the shmanim, the Gemara says, the wicks and the oils that you can't use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Chanukah, says the Mar Enayim, it means those neshamas, nefashos, nefesh, rosh hatevis, ner, psila, shemen, those neshamas that even Shabbos can't affect, that's how low they are, Chanukah affects. Chanukah is so powerful. Chanukah is the shmini, higher than the shvi'i. Shabbos, as great as Shabbos is, but it's the seventh day. Chanukah is the eighth, the shmini. And in the world of shmini, every yid has a tikkun. So with this we can understand the words that Hashem says to Rachel, V'yesh tikva la'achariseich, after saying V'yesh sochar le'pu'ulaseich, V'yesh sochar, which is Yisachar, Hashem says Yesh tikva, there's a tikva, there's hope. There's hope la'achariseich, even for the acharis Jew, even for the lowest Jew, la'achariseich is b'gematria ner shel Chanukah. Yesh tikva la'acharisech. This is the result of the Dudoim. It came about in a roundabout way. It seems like Rachel did an avla by giving away her night to be with Yaakov so that Leah could have the Dudoim. But because of that, Yisachar is born. Megalglen zchus al yedei zakai. Rachel means l'shem shemayim. Rachel wanted to have a shtadlus, so she wanted to use those Dudoim to be able to conceive later on, even if it meant that she'll have to delay being with Yaakov Avinu. So as a result of that, sort of the birth of Yosef and Binyamin are pushed off. Because if Rachel would have been with Yaakov, then perhaps Yosef and Binyamin would have been born earlier. Yosef and Binyamin, they are the le'umas, they are of Esav and Yishmael. So we're pushing off sort of the downfall of Esav and Yishmael because of these Dudoyim. But in the interim, who's born? Yisachar is born. Yisachar is born on Chanukah. Chanukah, which connects also with Yosef and Binyamin, we'll see in the Nirat Hashem next week, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik. All of this is true. It's not like as if, well, who is it? Is it Yisachar? Is it Yosef? Is it Binyamin? Let's make up our minds over here. Chanukah is all of the above. Chanukah is in the month of Kislev. Kislev is the month of Binyamin. As far as the Avos are concerned, we know Pesach is Avraham Avinu, Shavuos is Yitzchak, Sukkos is Yaakov, and Chanukah, which is the Hemshech of Sukkos, as in fact we see in this week's parasha, the Yaakov Nosasu Kaisa, Yaakov travels to Sukkos because he's Sukkos. And right afterwards, Vayichan es Penei Ho'ir, Vayichan Loshen Chayn, Vayichan es Chanukah. So Yosef is the Hemshech of Yaakov, just like Chanukah is the Hemshech of Sukkos. Yitzhak Hashem, next week we'll discuss the connection between Yosef and Chanukah. But at the same time, who's born on Chanukah? It's Yisachar. Yosef is not born on Chanukah, but Yamin is not born on Chanukah. He's the Chodesh Kislev. So it's all emes that Chanukah has to do with Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar, Yoidei Bina, Vaitim, Bnei Bina. And it's the Yom Tov of Yosef, and it has to do with Binyamin. That's why Chanukah is so powerful, and it's able to rid us of all the Le'umazah. That's why Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that we sing a Zemer that talks about the downfall of all the Umas Ha'olam, including, as mentioned 2 weeks ago, including Yishmael, Dechei Admoin, Betzel Tzalmoin. We mentioned Bavel, we mentioned Christ Koimaz Beroish, we mentioned Purim, which Purim is also from Binyamin, Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin, and that's why here we find that right before Binyamin's birth, after Yaakov is told that he's going to have another child, it says he pours wine and he pours oil. What he's doing is he's preparing Purim and Chanukah. Vayaseich oleh ha-nesech, that's the wine, that's Purim. Vayitzoik, which came first. Vayitzoik oleh ha-shomen, that's oil, that's Chanukah. Because Binyamin is coming. Binyamin is from whom Mordechai and Esther come. V'lo erev yechalek sholol, which is referring to Purim, as Rashi brings down in Parshas Vayechi. But there's also Chanukah. Chanukah and Purim are connected. All the Svarim tell us that Chanukah, Purim, Netzach, Vahoyd, Train, Rayin, they go together. Binyamin ze'ev yitrof ba'boiker is begematria lamed vav neiroiz Chanukah. If you take the word Binyamin and you spell it out, v'milu'oy, that means a beis is beis yud tof, which is 412. And then nun is nun vav nun, and then a yud and a mem and a nun, Binyamin v'milu'oy, is also begematria lamed vav neiroiz Chanukah. Binyamin, who is the rival of Yishmael, Binyamin is the makom hamikdash. And since the Gid Hanasha, as mentioned before, corresponds to Tisha B'Av, which as Svarim tell us, Gid Hanasha, Nasha comes from the word Ki Nashani Elokim is Kol Amoli, which means to forget. Shikcha, that's what the Yevonim wanted, to instill Shikcha into Klal Yisrael. Shikcha, Shochach, same letters as Choshech, Shor Chamor Kelev is Shochach. Shikcha, forget Hashem, forget Ashkocha Protis, forget who you are. L'Hashkicham Teirosecha, that's the Gid Hanasha. So the tikkun for that is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory. Shemen Zayis, that's the liquid, as mentioned last week, the liquid that is good for the memory, the Gemara says in Horius. Shemen Zayis enhances the memory of a person. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory, to remember, to combat the shikha of Yavon, the Hashkicham Torah. We have Chanukah, which is the tikkun for the Gid Hanasha, the tikkun for Tisha B'Av. Tisha, Tovshin Ayin Hei, Tisha is Begematria Lamed Vav Neiro is Chanukah. Chanukah is the opposite, the Le'umazah of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of Shikcha, Shochach Hashem Moyed, Lama Lo Netzach Tishkachenu, we say in Eicha, which brought about Churban. The Churban comes because of Shikcha. Shikcha is Churban. Chanukah is Zechira. Chanukah is the Tikkun of Hoy, the Tikkun of the Gid Hanasha, the Tikkun of Binyamin, the downfall of Esav and Yishmael, the Chamor, the Shor, and the Kelev. So we should be zeicher at this parsha, which has so many remezim to Chanukah, and many times mentioning the word Chamor, is because of that. Because since this is the Shabbos prior to Chanukah, two Shabbos prior to Chanukah, but it's right before Chanukah, in the month of Kislev, the month of Binyamin, the birth of Yisachar, Chamor Gorem, who breaks the Chamor, Chamor, the Kedusha, Vayihili Shor, Vachamor. So the Torah mentions Chamor many times. The whole story with Shechem and Dina, which is so similar to the Chanukah story, where as the Rambam writes, as we know from the Gemara, that in the time of the Yevonim, they contaminated their women, B'nai Sehem, Tiboyel, Lehegmoin, Tchila, what went on in the time of Golus Yevon, here too with Dina, with Shechem, Shechem is Metame Dina. So there the Torah mentions Chamor, oh, this is the Klipa of Chamor, the Klipa of Shechem ben Chamor Hachivi, the Klipa of Chamor, which is rectified as Hanukkah comes, we are Zeichet to the birth of Yisachar, who's compared to the Chamor, the combat, the Chamor of Klipa, which today is Yishmael. We should be Zeichet to Alpenei Kol Echov Nofol. That's the way it says, Vayihi Betseis Nafsha Ki Mesa. Betseis Nafsha is Begamatria Bechi Tamrurim. That's the crying for the Golus of Yishmael and Esav. Ki Mesa is Begamatria Alpenei Kol Echov Nofol. The finally Yishmael will fall. The Oviv Koroloi Binyamin. She calls it Ben Oini, but Yaakov already sees the Geula that's going to come out from this. From the Tsar will come the Binyamin, the Yamin. From the Tsar comes the Binyam Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi. And Hashem says to Rachel, Mini Koylech mi Bechi, Ve'enayich mi Dima, Yesh Tikva la'acharisech, Ve'esh Socha la'pulosech, V'shavu Bonim l'gvulam. V'shavu Bonim l'gvulam is B'gematria Kislev Teves. The Shavu Bonim Legvulam is on Chanukah. Chanukah was Zeichet to a Bechina of Shavu Bonim Legvulam. And that's why this Parsha Vayishlach is the Parsha of Shavu Bonim Legvulam. Yaakov returns with his family to Eretz Yisrael. In this Parsha of Shavu Bonim Legvulam, this is the Parsha of Leidas Bin Yamin and Rachel's Kvura in Beis Lechem, where she's told Shavu Bonim Legvulam. We should all talk about Zeichet to Shavu Bonim Legvulam, and that all the Mekoymos, Shechem and Chevron and Yerushalayim, all the Mekoymos HaKadoshim and Eretz Yisrael should be recognized as rightfully ours with the coming of Mashiach, and we should be Zeichet to this year in Chanukah to experience the Hadlokas HaMenorah and the Bayis HaShlishi.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.